Interview.
2 jours.
Donc là maintenant on est avec Lengualarta et il nous vient du Mexique. S'il te plaît, présente-toi.
Soy Lengualarta, cantor de México que pues está por aquí girando con Dova Mix y en el Tour Camarade. I'm Lengualarta from Mexico City and touring here with the Dova Mix and the Camarade Tour. Really happy because I'm starting to travel more into France and to know different towns and cities and to get more into touch with the French people. And it has been really, really nice experience. Happy to be here.
Et ton histoire avec la musique, d'où ça vient?
I mean, I was listening to music since I was baby kid, because in my house my father and my mother were playing music, especially on weekends. For example, my father used to listen a lot to this Thriller album from Michael Jackson on Sundays, and sometimes Beatles, and my mother more music from Spain. Cantautores, I don't know how to say it in cantautor, probably in French, no? Songwriters and singers, no? More guitar.
Auteur, compositeur.
Compositeur, yeah. And I started, my mother always tell me that I was singing before speaking, because I was imitating the jingles from the radio or something, no? I was kind of trying to sing also, or imitating or singing my things. So I've been really musical since I was a child, since I was always a good touch with the music. And then I started growing up, listening more to rock, to punk rock, to... For example, the reggae in the beginning, it was the brother of my mother, my uncle. He used to borrow us or to give us CDs. He bought, and then give it to us. And sometimes some reggae, sometimes some Bob Marley, UB40 or something like this. And I was in the beginning I need more energy. I am more I was teenager and I need more punk rock and I need more, speed to dance. Pogo, no? But also listening to music which was saying something. In 1994 in Mexico there was this arising Zapatista, this movement arises. And the music played a really huge role, like a media, because the regular media, the TV and the radio and the newspapers were manipulating the information, and they were saying Zapatista was a terrorist movement. That was the first thing I heard in the radio about Zapatistas. There was a terrorist movement in Chiapas, Mexico. And then I was going to concerts because of my member of my family who brought me to different concerts because she was playing music, she was a drummer. And so I was coming with her and started to be in these concerts where the bands were talking about what was going on in Chiapas. The bands were like the newspaper, the TV, the new, I don't know how to say, las noticias, el noticiero. So this was really important for me because I realized that the music can bring a message and can be like a communication channel. I was 13, 14, 15 years old, and I was realizing these things, and it totally changed my way of conceiving and to see music or hear music. because it brought me the awareness that the music can change the perception of the people. No, I don't know if
popular education.
Yes, that's right. Easy, yeah. So that was a moment for me, like really important, I think, in my musical path, because after that I started feeling that I should do the same, like continue with this path, let's say, of communicating what was going on in different movements, social movements, that the like the mass media, like the big media, official media was not saying, no? So I think that's really important for me to say that it was this moment to realize when the music that the music can bring awareness to the people.
Et c'était pas dangereux?
Maybe we could think that it was dangerous, but you know, it was a huge movement. It was a huge movement. A lot of bands together doing big shows, big shows, like for free. Well, they were asking for some food to send to the Zapatistas compañeros, right? And so there was thousands of people bringing rice, bringing beans, bringing some food, and it was like maybe 15 bands playing rock, playing reggae, playing ska, playing metal, playing whatever kind of genre together.
Mexican bands.
And in the middle was people, you know, reading some comunicados, some information coming straight from Zapatistas, you know. So it was really, it was a big movement. So this was this moment when many people came out to the streets to demonstrate and to say, yes, on that time, los encuentros intergalácticos, yes. So the people really, when the rebellion started in Chiapas, the government sent a lot of military forces, and the people from the cities went out to the streets to say, stop the war. So it was like a huge alliance, you know, between the people from the cities and the indigenous movement. So that's why it could stop the war. And, you know, get to a negotiation and different things that in the end really didn't change too much. But so it was, I think it was more hope than fear on the atmosphere. You know, it was more like we are a lot of people. We are supporting this is big. And I think it was more hope than fear, in my opinion. I was really young, you know, I was just discovering that it was another Mexico that I didn't know, because they didn't show this in the books, really. Like, they said the Mayan are dead, but the Mayan are still there, you know, and Zapatistas are Mayan, you know, so they're coming from there. So but they try to teach you that it's all dead, and no, you know, it's a dead history, but it's still alive and it's still giving fruits and flowers, you know. This is really alive.
Pourquoi tu écris? Et pourquoi sur du dub?
I write because I feel I need to release something. I need to let go. Sometimes it's a feeling, or sometimes it's an idea. Especially, I think that the music and with can really like penetrate into the people. So try to bring some message, so this can go deep into the minds, or hoping that it works, like it worked with me, you know. Because when I listened to these bands and I was a teenager, these bands made me change my mind, and I have this experience because I live it. So I know that it can reply, can expand. So that's why I write. And the music, actually, it's have been changed a lot through the years. And when I started with the music, I started playing rock and punk rock, you know. I realized I wanted to do hip hop, And I was looking for producers, but always found people who was doing dub and reggae, you know?
In Mexico.
In Mexico. I was in Tijuana. I was for a while in a border city called Tijuana. And I was really like writing lyrics, thinking about doing hip hop. And it was like this. I just met this guy who invited me to his studio, and he had a dub project with live music. And they were like, hey, we could be your band if you want. And I just started recording with them and started like realizing how comfortable it's and how easy and how good it feels to sing over dub and reggae, you know, because I could rap, I could do ragamuffin, I could sing, I could use it as in a different way to express what I want to say. So that's how it came to me. I started to play with two dub reggae projects in Tijuana in that time, and recorded some stuff, and then I met the sound system culture and the Selecta with the rhythms, and for me it was really like, wow, this is really easy way to travel also and to be like autonomous, because otherwise I always depend on the musicians if they have the same aspirations or the same time or the same passion for the project. So in this way I found, okay, yeah, I could travel with some burned CDs, you know, with some rhythms, and I just write over it.
Comment t'as rencontré Dubamic?
It was through Fede, Cracking Dub. It was through him, because I met Fede some years ago, and I think like maybe 6 years ago or five, I was in his house in Paris. I stayed there for some days, and we were, hey, let's do something. So he showed me some rhythms, and I wrote Solidaridad in his house. And then I recorded and forget about it for 3 years or four. Sometimes I remember, oh, this song, I don't know, I should ask Fede. And then once he wrote me and he said, hey, you know, there's one guy from France called Dubamix. He did a remix with a cappella from Solidaridad. And maybe you want to listen to it. He want to release it. And I was like, for sure, I want to hear it. I listened to it. I blow my mind. It was really like listening to a new song completely, because I haven't listened to the song in many years. And Dubamix changed the music totally. He did a completely new thing just with the a cappellas. So, and they invited Male Lev, who is this German singer, rapper, on a Dubamix version. So it was, he added completely other thing to the song and gave it a lot of power. And I was really happy, you know, because they wanted to release it. They release it, you know, and then Greg Dubamix was asking me, hey, will you come for the tour? I want to do the Camarade tour. Will you come for the tour? And I was like, of course I will come. And then...
C'était ta première fois en France?
No. I have been in France, I think, maybe four times, something like that, maybe. But with Dubamix, it's the first time. And I must say also, it's the first time I'm... here as Lengua Alerta touring France, you know, because I came once with a band long time ago, and then I came a few shows, but not really like touring in France and with French people touring in France. No, for me it's different, so it's really nice because I get to know much more like the culture
other way. Has Dubamix Greg come to Mexico?
Not yet.
You have to organize this tour.
I have to organize it, and I will. Yeah, yeah.
Dubamix propose un dub rouge et noir.
At the end, anarchists want to live with freedom, and me too. I mean, I don't call maybe openly myself anarchy, but I am, you know, like anarchist. As the same, I'm not really claiming I am Zapatista, but in my heart I am, you know, like, so I think it's really like a mirror. It's like we want the best for everybody, and we want to live in community, and we want to share what's there for all of us, and
equal rights,
Equal rights. I mean, it doesn't care if you call it anarchist or communist or Zapatist or socialist. If it is in the roots, this way of this will of relate each other with fraternity, compañerismo, camaradería, you know, brotherhood, sisterhood, you know, recognizing we are family and, you know, it's our home and we must take care of it. And, you know, it's, we are equal, you know, we are the same. I don't know, easy, no? For me, it's like, yeah, when I start listening the music from Doba Mix, I was really happy that he invited me. I was like, wow, what he's doing is super great. We just met each other like 5 days ago. Me, I just met all of them 5 days ago, like including Greg. Like, it's really nice. Like, for example, I have been listening to Marina P since some years. You know, I admire her. Daman, I met his job. I like it, but didn't know that much. And in Consolab, I didn't met him before. I didn't know about him before. But it's really nice to, during these nights, get to know better what they're doing, what they're saying, and get to know each other and becoming friends, you know, becoming camaradas. It's really nice. It's a really nice experience. I am really happy.
Et du coup, tu apprends le français?
No, petit peu. No, not really. Not really. Like, it's hard for me. It's easy. It's easy to easy, not so much, but more easy to read in French, no? That to listen it, and especially when you speak fast, it's really hard. But I think it's when I read it or it's easy.
Les éléments de communication, réseau, tout ça.
I have a YouTube channel. Also, I'm in Instagram, Facebook. Working on my personal network. And Twitter, and you can link me up on any social network. I try to get a little bit out, you know, but I'm trapped on that chat. So I kind of answer, I try to answer soon.
Qu'est-ce que tu vas ramener de France chez toi au Mexique? Avec quoi tu repars?
Ah, good question.
French bad mood.
No, actually he have been really kind to me. It have been really like sunny days, most of it. And have been really nice. Also the people response is really nice, really nice. It uplifts me, you know, it gives me energy and hope and, you know, inspiration for creating more. So I am really happy. I mean, I still, I got some days, but you know, it's like been really nice experience to be here, to get to know the people. We play in different scenarios, in different cities, totally different sometimes audience, but every time really nice respond. Every time somebody coming to cheer, to say nice words, you know, to share good vibes. Every time people getting to, hey, it was nice. And yesterday actually was really beautiful. It was the first time somebody came to me and started speaking to me in a signal way. I don't know how to call it. This man couldn't hear. He was deaf. He couldn't hear. So he started to speaking to me in a language, in the body language from the, I don't know how to say it, but you know, with his hands. And what he told me is that he can't hear, but he felt. He felt, he was like really, that was really beautiful, you know. It's one of the best things I ever received for anybody, you know, like this compliment, you know.
Pour finir, qu'est-ce que tu voudrais transmettre?
Well, it's on my lyrics. It's on my lyrics. But yes, especially I think hope. Hope to get to fight, even if it's it seems to be lost, you know, like, what else can we do? Like, you know, like, I think that.
On se quitte avec un morceau, lequel et pourquoi?
Oh, that's hard, that's really hard. It's not easy for me to pick up a song. even if I have to do a track list, sorry, a set list for a show, it's not easy for me to pick the songs. So but this one, I don't know. Let me think. for this occasion, maybe Solidaridad, because it's the song that which brings me here. You know, it's because of this song that I'm here touring. So you should listen to Solidaridad. And there's two versions, the original version from Dubamix and a remix version from Cracking Dove, which is funny because the original version originally was from Cracking Dove, and then Dubamix made this kind of remix, which is now the official. But then Cracking Dove made another thing totally different from that, and it's alive. So hey, if you can play both, play both.
Merci, Lengua Larta.
Merci, muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias. Gracias.
Es nuestra confianza en nosotros lo que incrementa nuestra fe en los grandes valores de la humanidad. En la certeza de que esos valores tendrán que prevalecer, no podrán ser destruidos.
Cuando sientas que te ahogas en un mar de penas, cuando sientas en tu piel el frío de las cadenas, cuando te cueste moverte pues tus huesos pesan, cuando no puedas soportarlo o eso parezca, avanza, sigue adelante y no te detengas. Vamos compañero que esto apenas comienza, sigue para adelante pero no desfallezcas. Solidaridad, el abrazo de un hermano que te reconoce como tal.
Solidarité. Je reste à tes côtés, tu restes à mes côtés, ils ne pourront jamais nous freiner.
Tan profundamente humana, la fuente de donde emana esa actitud tan natural.
Solidarité, non passera, que mi fascismo se calme.
Tu causa es mi causa y mi casa es tu casa. Hoy se hermanan las luchas, culturas y razas. Llegaron los tiempos para hacer alianzas. El compañerismo es nuestra única esperanza. Sé para dónde voy porque sé de dónde vengo. Soy muy afortunado porque estas manos tengo. Si tú necesitas mi apoyo, yo te contengo. Y si te doy mi palabra, la sostengo. Solidaridad, el abrazo de un hermano que te reconoce como tal.
Solidarité, je reste à tes côtés, tu restes à mes côtés, ils ne pourront jamais nous freiner.
Tan profundamente humana, la fuente de donde emana esa actitud tan natural.
Solidarité, no pasará. Fascismo se calmo un fan. Anticoloniale Kampf, so wie Thomas Sankara. Solidarität gegen die Politik in Ankara. Von wo im Angriff spielt gegen die Kurden, deutsche Panzerfahrt. Terrorist, Erdogan, Bijin, Bijin, Kurdistan. Europa schottet Grenzen ab, das Mittelmeer ein Massengrab. Überall wird Hass geschürt, jeden Tag ein Brandanschlag. Weltweit rassistische Attentate, Massaker. Widerstand für immer mit der Antifa.
Solidaridad, el abrazo de un hermano que te reconoce como tal. Actitud tan natural.
Solidarität, wir geben nicht auf. Gegen Faschismus, egal wo und wann. On se bat pour un monde sans frontières, un monde sans nationalité. Pour un monde sans riches, ni pauvres, un monde sans inégalité. Ils peuvent nous enfermer, frapper et criminaliser. Rien ne peut nous arrêter, la liberté va gagner. On ne veut pas de charité, mais de la justice et l'égalité. Si on rassemble toutes nos forces, les gouvernements vont valider. Notre force est l'unité, on n'est jamais fatigué. Pour une vie en qualité.
Abrazo de un hermano que te reconoce como tal.
Solidarité, je reste à tes côtés, tu restes à mes côtés, ils ne pourront jamais nous freiner.
Tan profundamente humana, la fuente de donde emana esa actitud tan natural.
Solidarité, no pasará, que un fascismo se calme.
Solidaridad, el abrazo de un hermano que te reconoce como tal.
Solidarité, je reste à tes côtés, tu restes à mes.
Solidarité,
non passera, gegen Faschismus, egal wo und wann.
Tu causa
es mi causa y mi casa es tu casa. Hoy se hermanan las luchas, culturas y razas. Llegaron los tiempos para hacer alianzas. El compañerismo es nuestra única esperanza. Sé para dónde voy porque sé de dónde vengo. Soy muy afortunado porque estas manos tengo. Si tú necesitas mi apoyo, yo te contengo. Y si te doy mi palabra, la sostengo.
Solidaridad.
Reconoce como tal.
Solidarité. Je reste à tes côtés. Tu restes à mes côtés. Ils pourront jamais nous freiner.
Tan profundamente humana, la fuente de donde emana esa actitud tan natural.
Solidarité. Wir geben nicht auf. Gegen Faschismus, egal wo und wann. On se bat pour un monde sans frontières, un monde sans nationalité. Pour un monde sans riche, pour un monde sans inégalité. Ils peuvent nous enfermer, frapper et criminaliser. Rien ne peut nous arrêter. La liberté.
Ser destruidos.